USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting a new executive order aimed at promoting Hispanic prosperity. The president says the order will expand access to trade schools.
Through our pledge to the American worker, we've already made available 16 million apprenticeships and training opportunities for the jobs of tomorrow. To bring jobs and prosperity to our most distressed communities, we created nearly 9,000 opportunity zones. That's been a great success, a tremendous. Tim Scott of South Carolina has helped me so much.
It appears the debate over President Trump's financial records and tax returns will continue. The Supreme Court ruled on Thursday investigators in New York can seek his financial and tax records. However, another ruling involving demands by the House for access to the president's records will have to be taken up by the lower courts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A top Republican leader is supporting President Trump's call for schools to reopen this fall. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy telling reporters that it's not a matter if schools should reopen, but how they should do so safely.
We are not done with our fight against this virus, but we are on the road to rebuild and renew and restore this nation.
The California Republican also telling reporters he's happy to attend the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida next month, despite a resurgence of COVID-19 in that state.
General Motors making the announcement that they're keeping the price of their 2021 Corvette Stingray the same as this year's model. The car will go on sale in the fourth quarter and cost about $60,000. It will be available in two new colors, Red Mist Metallic and Silver Flare Metallic. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A recent Rasmussen Reports survey found that 75% of likely U.S. voters do not believe that Mount Rushmore should be closed or changed because two of the four presidents it honors, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, were slave owners. Republican Governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem, tells Fox News Mount Rushmore isn't going anywhere.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's important we protect our history. This isn't about equality anymore. This is a radical rewriting of our history to take away our freedoms and liberties. It's really trying to rewrite the foundation of this country. And so it's alarming to me. I'm thankful that the president made the statement that he made in his speech about protecting Mount Rushmore and other monuments across the country. It's incredibly important that we recognize that the founders, those in the past, are certainly not perfect individuals, but we can learn something from them, and we need to focus on the virtues they brought us as well.
On Thursday, the United States imposed sanctions on Chinese officials, including a member of the Chinese Communist Party's powerful Politburo, accusing them of serious human rights abuses against Uyghur Muslim minorities, a move likely to further ratchet up tensions between Washington and Beijing. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.